Monty Python star John Cleese rails against men in women's sports, unfair advantage. By Paul Bois on May 1, 2023. Comedian John Cleese joined the chorus of liberal voices opposing men competing with women in sports, adding that men have an unfair advantage. The former Monty Python star voiced his opposition to men in women's sports on Twitter over the weekend in response to a tweet from journalist Martin Dobney lamenting how a male cyclist beat out his female competitors. Bloke who pretends to be a woman thrashes nearest actual female cyclist by 1 hour. Yet would have been 19th in the men's race, where he belongs. It's time to end the cruel, unfair charade of biological men in women's sports. Hashtag save women's sports, tweeted Dobney. Biological men in women's sports have an unfair advantage, responded Cleese. As Breitbart News reported, presidential candidate Robert F. Kennedy Jr. came out in opposition to transgender athletes participating in women's sports, a departure from the Biden administration. I am against people participating in women's sports who are biologically male, Kennedy told CNN. I think women who have worked too hard to develop women's sports over the past 30 years, I watched it happen and I don't think that's fair. Kennedy said his opposition to trans athletes in women's sports represents another area where he and Biden differ really dramatically. John Cleese has been an ardent critic of wokeism, primarily for its chilling effect on free speech and its stifling of comedians. In an interview with Fox News during the Freedom Fest conference in Las Vegas, Cleese said that wokeness has had a crippling effect on comedy. There's always been limitations on what they're allowed to say, Cleese said. But I think it's particularly worrying at the moment because you can only create in an atmosphere of freedom, where you're not checking everything you say critically before you move on. What you have to be able to do is to build without knowing where you're going because you've never been there before. That's what creativity is, you have to be allowed to build. And a lot of comedians now are sitting there and when they think of something, they say something like, can I get away with it? I don't think so. So-and-so got into trouble, and he said that, oh, she said that. You see what I mean? And that's the death of creativity, he added. Cleese said that wokeness stands in opposition to creation. You can do the creation and then criticize it, but you can't do them at the same time. So if you're worried about offending people and constantly thinking of that, you are not going to be very creative. So I think it has a disastrous effect, he added. Paul Roland Bois joined Breitbart News in 2021. He also directed the award-winning feature film, Exemplum, which can be viewed on Tubi, Google Play, YouTube Movies, or Vimeo On Demand. Follow him on Twitter at ProLandFilms or Instagram at ProLandFilms.